I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, teammates from Celtics great Bob Cousy to Atlanta Dream head coach Nicky Collin to two high school lacrosse teammates who just can't seem to get along. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
The New Orleans Pelicans are really, really bad. In fact, this week they set a franchise record for badness, 13 straight losses. What's going on?
They lost their best player to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the person that was supposed to replace him hasn't been healthy yet. So those two things combined lead to a very bad opening part of the season.
Well, the good news on Zion Williamson is that he's finally fully weight-bearing on that surgically repaired right meniscus. Is it just me, or is fully weight-bearing a long, long way from ready to change everything in the NBA?
Well, first of all, it makes him sound like an I-beam. Zion's in place. Now we're going to build a family room. Second of all, it does sound, you know, rather ominous for the Pelicans and their fans. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, he is now fully weight-bearing, but that has absolutely, you know, that is the most basic thing you can say about somebody who's expected to run up and down the NBA.
Yeah. On the other hand, the LA Lakers are pretty darn good. LeBron James is playing like an MVP candidate. Anthony Davis is scoring 27 points per game. Even Dwight Howard is making a difference. Does this mean we have to stop making fun of the Lakers? Because that was really fun.
Well, you're going to have to find another reason to do it. You know, perhaps the, you know, the glitterati of their fans or you know, the extravagance of their building or something, because you certainly can't make fun of them in the basketball court anymore. They are turning into everything people feared they would be. The three players you named are extraordinary talents.
Yeah.
And Dwight Howard is somebody who never quite lived up to things, but he's still a very good basketball player.
NBA ratings are down by a lot. 2 months into the season, we've seen a 17% dip on TNT and ESPN. So I've got a little quiz for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
NBA ratings are down because A, star players have been injured for nationally broadcast games. B, the Golden State Warriors are terrible, leaving the league without a clear-cut favorite. Or C, more people are cutting the cord, especially younger people, and the NBA's fan base skews young.
All three are interesting phenomena. I would guess some combination of the three, but I would think that the most radical reason would be number three.
Yeah.
That is something I can testify to.
Yeah, the cord cutting thing is absolutely the most interesting to me because the NBA is really good at pushing out content on other platforms, but TV is still where the money is. And if the ratings go down, so will those TV contracts, right?
Absolutely. And I'm going to forgive you for saying pushing out content on other platforms. Because it is the holiday season.
I appreciate that. Thank you. A woman has beaten a man at the World Darts Championship for the very first time. Just to clarify, this does not mean there's a female champion. No, Fallon Sherrock, 25, merely won one match to move on to the second round. And while some people seem very surprised that a woman won, I'm left wondering why it took so long.
So am I. I mean, I don't understand this one. I mean, I would expect that, you know, several would have won entire tournaments by now.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine unless, you know, folks aren't just going to bars anymore.
Maybe women have better things to do with their time than throw little things at a
well,
board.
I don't know that that's fair. I mean, how could I mean, darts is, you know, sort of a international institution, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And finally, Charlie, it started on December 10th in Portland when the New York Knicks were in town as the Trailblazers were holding Star Wars night. Then the Knicks went to San Francisco where the Warriors were handing out Kevin Looney Stormtrooper bobbleheads. Then to Sacramento where the Kings held Baby Yoda races. If you haven't seen that video, you really should. And finally to Denver where it was, you guessed it, Star Wars night. What's going on?
Star Wars, perhaps?
A movie?
Yeah, this is an authentically frightening story. The New York Knicks went on the road and could not get away from the promotions for a single film.
Oh, dear.
I mean, this is enough to rip the ears off a Gundark. Seriously.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor for the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen. We'll